Now the news. I'm Zhou Fang. Chinese authorities have expressed firm opposition to U.S. sanctions against three Chinese companies. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says the country will take countermeasures to resolutely safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese companies. Officials say U.S. crackdown on Chinese enterprises damages the interests of businesses from both countries, and such practice disrupts the global supply chains. A diplomat at the Chinese embassy in Tonga has said China will ensure disaster relief supplies to Chinese nationals and overseas Chinese communities in the island nation. Political counselor Ran Dewen also said China has spared no efforts to contact Chinese nationals in Tonga after volcanic eruptions and offer them assistance.
The volcanic eruption this time has damaged many Chinese shops in Tonga, but due to the early warning system, there have been no reports of casualties among Chinese citizens on the main island of Tonga. Connectivity has not yet been restored in the outer islands, so the situation is still being investigated. After the eruption, the Chinese embassy in Tonga has spared no efforts to connect with Chinese nationals in Tonga and offer them assistance. We will continue to check in the overseas Chinese community in Tonga and send them disaster relief supplies. We will also try to help those in need of financial assistance due to the disaster.
Peru has declared an environmental emergency and demanded compensation from oil company Repsol. This came after an oil spill at a refinery run by the Spanish firm. The company said high wave from a volcanic eruption in Tonga caused the disaster. Dan Collins reports.
After the oil spill, the cleanup. Dozens in white boiler suits work to contain the black tide. Oil barrels, this time being used to scoop up the spill, which is estimated at 6,000 barrels.
There are a lot of small-scale fishermen who've been impacted by this terrible spill, and they've been left without work.
Nearly a week after the disaster, environmentalists say the impact on seabirds and other marine life is catastrophic. Local people have come to the beach to help clean away the pollution, even scrubbing the rocks. Young volunteers have come from all over Lima, motivated to save animals and birds drenched by the oil.
It is the first time I've seen something so catastrophic, and it's the marine life which is paying the price. This is their home, and they have to pay for our mistakes. I've come to offer my grain of sand to help.
Peru has demanded compensation of up to $35 million from the Spanish oil giant Repsol, which has denied responsibility. It said a tanker offloading at the refinery it operates was hit by strong waves from the Tonga volcanic eruption. Repsol blames the Peruvian Navy for not issuing a tsunami warning. Peru's president, Pedro Castillo, came to one of the impacted beaches and declared an environmental emergency.
China's aviation authorities say they will promote the application of 5G services in airports. This comes as some airliners have raised concerns that 5G signals could disrupt the flight navigation system. Ning Hong brings more details.
At airports in China, 5G network coverage is expected to go beyond the terminals. Besides all ground operations, it will also be available on cockpits and cabins before, during, and after takeoff. China's aviation authority believes that 5G will improve airport safety and efficiency. This is indicated in a smart roadmap it released earlier. To address safety concerns, the agency has adopted a roadmap of building a 5G network independent from that of telecom operators.
The aviation 5G network is completely isolated from the 5G network constructed and deployed by telecom operators. There is no shared relationship. This technology has several important features. First, it is based on the dedicated network for civil aviation. Second, it uses dedicated frequencies. And third, it meets the safety requirements of aviation communication.
A plane carrying Chinese COVID-19 vaccines has arrived in Belarus. Speaking at a handover ceremony, Chinese ambassador to Belarus, Xie Xiaoyong, said the fight against COVID-19 has become a key area of bilateral cooperation. Belarusian health officials said that Chinese vaccines are reliable and authorities will distribute the vaccines to various medical institutions as soon as possible. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.